They're called endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, these substances that can disturb the body's normal hormone function. And certain levels of exposure to this class of chemicals have been associated with cancer and infertility in adults. Lead author of the report, Susan Nagel, says their study didn't assess whether the levels at fracking sites could be hazardous, but lab tests show that EDCs can be dangerous, especially for children, she says.
They are even more sensitive to lower levels and for more permanent types of effects, often certainly on decreased fertility, increased risk of cancer, etc.
Nagel and her team looked at 12 known fracking chemicals in the lab and determined that 11 of them could interfere with particular hormones. They then tested water samples from spill sites in fracking-dense areas of Colorado. Results showed these sites had roughly double the hormone-disrupting activity than the areas tested as controls.
I'm not a public policy expert, and I do not know all of the pieces of the fracking story. However, I think it is certainly cause for concern that we do see this increased level of endocrine-disrupting activity. It does suggest that when spills happen, we are contaminating water.
Nagel says water samples from the Colorado River were also analyzed as part of their research, and they showed moderate levels of EDCs. She says this indicates that contamination from spills at fracking sites can spread to other water sources. EDCs are found in a range of regular household products and substances, but generally at levels too low to be harmful. I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.